Radhe, Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda. This October 16th, Kartik class, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the title of this story is The Ultimate Test, from Antya Lila chapter 3, beginning on text 215. This is the introduction. Is one day Haridas Thakur, he came to Shantipur to visit his friend Advaitacharya. Acharya Miliya Kaila Dandavat Pranam Advaita Alingankari Karila Samman. Upon meeting Advaitacharya, Haridas Thakur offered him dandavats. Advaitacharya embraced Haridas and showed him respect in return. Samman. Ganga Tire Gomphakari Nirjan Tanredila Bhagavata Gitar Bhakti Artha Shunaila. Because Haridas Thakur, sometimes it's not clear, it's not really written anywhere, who his Diksha Guru was, but oftentimes it's said that Advaitacharya was the Diksha Guru of Haridas Thakur. Certainly they were, Advaitacharya being a guru and acharya with many disciples, Haridas Thakur was regularly associating with him and hearing from him. So here's another example. On the banks of the Ganga, in a solitary place, it's called Benapol, Advaitacharya made a home for Thakur Haridas in a cave. And then he spoke to him about the real meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita in terms of bhakti. Bhagavad Gita Bhakti Art. Bhagavat Gitar Bhakti Art. Art means the essential meaning, the value, the objective. The bhakti art. The objective of Gita is bhakti. Although some people use Gita to preach yoga and dhyan and meditation. And the object of the Srimad Bhagavatam is pure bhakti, braj bhakti. Acharyara Ghare Nitya Bhiksha Nirvahan Dui Jana Mili Krishna Kata Astvadan. Haridas Thakur accepted food daily at the house of Advaita Acharya. Meeting together, the two of them would taste the nectar of Krishna Katha. Dui Jana Mili Krishna Katha Aswadan, Aswadana. They would enjoy relishing the taste. Just two devotees, Advaita Acharya and Haridas, they would relish so much happiness just hearing about Krishna. Jagat Nistara Lagi Karena Chintan Avaishnava Jagat Kemon Haibe Mochan. Advaitacharya was always absorbed in thoughts of how to deliver the fallen souls of the world. He was thinking, the entire world is full of non-devotees. How will they be delivered? Krishnavatarite Advaita Pratigya Karila Jalatal Siddhya Puja Karite Lagila. He was determined to deliver all the fallen souls, so with that determination, he took a pratigya, he took a promise. He decided that I must make Krishna descend to this world. So then he began to offer Ganga Jal and Tulsi leaves to the Shalagram deity of the Lord. Haridasakari Gomphai Nam Sankirtan Krishna Avatirna Haibina Etandraman. In the same way, because they shared the same idea, they both felt so much compassion for the suffering people of this Kali Yuga and how to deliver them. They were only two. And they were surrounded by Brahmins and Pandits and Durga worshippers and Shaktas and Advaitins and and Vishayis and sense enjoyers and Navadvip Mandal, and no one was interested in God or Dharma or religion. They were only interested in material pleasures and sense gratification and mystic powers and tantric. So what can two people do? But God can do everything. So Advaitacharya said, well, I'm a Brahmin, I'm an Acharya, I'll do puja and offer stutis and stavas and prayers with my sankalpa. And then Haridas Thakur said, I'm a mogul, I can't do puja, and I can't recite Sanskrit prayers, but I can chant the holy name. I'll sit in my cave and I'll do Nam Sankirtan day and night. But they had the same sankalp, the same desire to bring the Lord to this world, to deliver the people. Nistar, Jagat Nistar. Jagat Nistar, Karena Chintan. Karena Chintan means their thinking was this, to bring the Lord to the world. So together, these two, they're trying to orchestrate the appearance. Dui Janera Bhaktya Chaitanya Kaila Avatar Nam Prema Prachari Kaila Jagat Udhar. Because of the bhakti of Haridas Thakur and Advaitacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended as an incarnation. And he did Nam Prem Prachar, Jagat Udhar. Nam Prem Prachar, Jagat Udhar. He preached the glories of Prem Nam Sankirtan, Radha Krishna Yugal Nam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So this was the Lord's activity, and it was because of these two he descended. Ara alokik eka charitra tanhar, janhara shravane loke haya chamatkar. There is another amazing charitra, a very alokik. There's another alokik charitra. Alokik means transcendental, uncommon characteristic of Haridas Thakur. Alokik eka charitra. One very uncommon and special characteristic of Haridas Thakur. And when you hear this characteristic, when you hear this quality, you will be astonished. Chamatkar. So, are you ready to be astonished? Go like this. So, let's be astonished. Ek din Haridasa Gomphate Vasya Nam Sankirtan Karena Uchakarya. One day Haridas Thakur was sitting in his cave reciting the holy name of the Lord very loudly. Ucha Kariya. Because that he said Nam Sankirtan. It specifically it doesn't say japa, it says Nam Sankirtan Ucha. So in Advaita Prakash it mentions, it's the only place it's mentioned, it describes, we've often heard and people have often repeated it and said it, that Haridas Thakur chanted 192 rounds a day, and 64 rounds he chanted loudly, and 64 rounds he chanted manasik, totally silent in his mind, and 64 rounds he chanted uchaik, uchasik, or uchaik, excuse me, upamshu. Upamshu means whispering loud enough so you can hear, but no one else can hear. The guy sitting next to you can't hear. It's like this. That's whispering. That's called upamshu. And Harisari Prabhu said Prabhupada used to chant his japa like that, upamshu. Directly he told me. Because I asked him when I was doing the book, Art of Chanting. So when it said, so there, so everyone, and then he chanted 64 rounds loudly. So there it says, so the 64 rounds he chanted loudly were Nam Sankirtan. He was chanting Nam Sankirtan, loudly, he was doing Nam Sankirtan and counting on his beads. But that was not considered japa. Japa is done either manasik. The term japa means a silent uttering on beads, either whispering or manasik. So when we say, there's described three types of chanting. There's three types of chanting. Two are japa, and one is sankirtan or kirtan. Japa means mental manasik japa, quiet, totally silent, or upamshu, whispering. The third way of chanting the holy name, so two types of chanting are called japa on a beads. The third type is sankirtan, harinam sankirtan, nam sankirtan. This is described in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. So this type, so uchai means kirtan, it doesn't mean japa. That's why you read in Gita, Krishna is defining what does japa mean. He says, among silent, you look in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, among silent things I am japa. It says there. So this is, people may chant loudly and because that helps them control their mind or their, maybe the order of their guru. But this we should understand. That's why it's very specific that Krishna's Kaviraj is saying Nam Sankirtan Ucha. He's not saying Nam Japa. There's Nam Japa and there's Nam Sankirtan. So one should be clear of differentiation. So he was chanting. And it doesn't say whether, because Japa means counting on the beads. So he, some lineages of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. They say that you should only chant the Maha Mantra on beads and not in kirtan. And if you're going to do it in kirtan, you should count on beads. It should be, nam should always be counted, Sankhya Purva Kanamagan. So that's their idea, but that's their very small group of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So we can only say that it's not mentioned japa, it says nam sankirtan ucha. He was loudly reciting the holy names. Jyotsnavati Ratridasha Dik Sunirmala Gangaralahari Jyotsnaya Kare Jalamala. Now this is Udipan. He's sitting in a very quiet, lonely place on the bank of the Ganga. And he's in a cave, a very gompha. Gompha in Bengali means gufa, a cave. Lonely place. And when is it? It's nighttime, Ratri. Ratri means 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. And what's happening? It's another way to say Purnima. You can say Jyotsnavati. Jyotsnavati means that the jyoti, the effulgence of the moon, was filling the entire atmosphere. And the waves, the taranga, the waves in the Ganga, looked very dazzling, and all the directions were clear and bright. It was a very highly surcharged atmosphere. Dwari tulasi lepa pindira upar gonfara shobha deki loker judhaya antar. When everyone saw the beauty of the cave and the tulsi plant on the stamba, like a pillar like that, everyone was astonished and satisfied in heart. This is what to say. This is a kind of a step back here. And he's just saying at that particular time, at night, first it describes the night, but then Krishna's Kaviraj steps back and describes the general situation of the cave. The cave, and it was very beautiful, and because he had a tulsi there, so in the day or night, the cave was beautiful with the tulsi and the great devotee chanting the holy name. But in that particular night, with the clear skies in all directions, and the beautiful dazzling waves in the Ganga, and the whole sky lit up with the Purnima, what happened? Hina kale eka nari angane aila Tanra Anga Kante Stana Pita Varna Haila. At that time at Ratri, in the night, the full moon night, in that beautiful scene, a woman appeared in the courtyard. The beauty of that Anga Kante Stana Pita Varna Haila. The Anga Kante, the beauty of her limbs and body, was so brilliant. an effulgent that it tinged the entire area with a yellow glow. She was a radiant woman, a radiantly beautifully attractive woman, that she was casting an aura and a jyoti all in the courtyard in front of the cave. And what other description do we have of this woman? Tanra Anga Gande Dasha Dik Amodita Bhushna Dwanite Karna Haya Chamakita. The scent, the fragrance of that woman's body was perfuming Dash Dik Amodita. Everywhere was perfumed, all directions were perfumed with the fragrance of her body, and the tinkling of her ornaments, her bangles and her anklets, were startling the ear. Chamatkita, it's like chamatkara, chamatkita. They were tantalizing and attracting the ear. Asiya tulasi re se kaila namaskar, tulsi parikramakari gela gonfandwara. Very special woman. It arrives in the middle of the night, very fragrant, beautiful, effulgent, tinkling ornaments. And as soon as she sees the tulsi plant, she offers obeisances. And what does she do? She does tulsi parikrama. Namo, namo, tulsi Krishna prayasi. Then she came to the opening of the cave where Haridas was sitting. Yodahati Haridasera Vandila Charan Dware Vasi Kahi Kichu Maduravachan. She folded her hands. She offered folded hands. She looked at Haridas, and with folded hands says she Vandila Charna. She offered prayers at the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. And she sat at the door and she spoke in a very sweet voice, Madhur Vachan. Jagatera Bandhu, Tumi Rupa Gunavan, Tava Sangha Lagi Moya, Etake Prayan. Oh, my Bandhu, oh, my friend, you are the Jagat Bandhu. You are the friend of the entire world. Rupa Gunavan, your Rupa, your form possesses all wonderful qualities, Rupa Gunavan. You're very beautiful and qualified. Sangha Lagi Mora Etake Prayan. I have come here only with one purpose, to have union with you. More Yangi Karakara Hana Sadai Dine dhaya kare e sadhu svabhavahai. I know, my dear sadhu, that is your nature. It is a nature of a sadhu. Sadhu svabhav. Svabhav means the nature. It is a characteristic of all saintly people to have dhaya, to be compassionate and kind towards the poor and fallen. So please accept me, angikara kara. More angikara kara. Be merciful and accept me. Etavali nana bhav kareye prakash jahara darshane munirahaya darya nash. Darya means their patience. Utsaha nischayat daryat, Rupa Goswami tells us and Nectar Instruction, one of the necessary qualities to make spiritual advancement is enthusiasm, utsaha, nishtarya, steadiness, be steady and steadfast, and dharya. Dharya means patient, calm. Day by day you'll make progress. Don't be too passionate to go forward. So it says here, dharya nash, muni dharya nash, that patience of the munis, that Stita di Munis and those Shanti Rishis, Shanti Shanti, this lady of the night, came at Ratri, she began to manifest Nana Bhav, Nana Bhava Karye Prakash. She began to manifest various postures, which even if the greatest Muni saw those postures, he would lose his patience, to put it mildly. I am becoming impatient. In other words, he become totally agitated, jacked up, disturbed, bewildered. I'm feeling slightly impatient. It's a very respectable way to say it. Darya Nash. So when there's no patience, then you become impatient. And when you're impatient, you become passionate. But what happened? Because Haridas is a sadhu. He's a muni, he's a rishi, he's a saint. But how, she's doing like this, and the camera's on her, focused on her, making all these seductive, provocative poses to disturb the mind of the greatest munis. Now the camera goes in Haridas. Well, how is he responding to all this scene of nanabhavas, nanabhav? He's nirvikar, no change. Nirvikara Haridasa Gambira Ashai Balite Lagila Tanre Hana Sadai. Haridas Thakur was unmoved, no change. Nirvikara. Vikara means change. Nirvikara. There was no change, for he was deeply determined. Gambira Ashai. He was a reservoir of unlimited steadiness, deep Gambira. He was deeply determined. Balite lagila tanra hana sadai. At that time, being very merciful, he spoke to this woman. Sankyanam sankirtan e mahayagya manye tahate dikshita ami hai pratidine. I'm performing a mahayagya. So you see here from the lips of the Namacharya that chanting the holy name in Sankhya, counting on the beads, 16 rounds, it is a yajna. It's just like swaha, swaha. According to our Shastras and according to our Namacharya, this is a yajna, Nam yajna. And there's so many yajnas. There's Sri Narayan Puja and yajna, and there's so many Shanti Homas and Shanti yajnas, and many types, hundreds of types of yajnas and pujas. But this is called Mahayajna. And there's hundreds of mantras. There's the Mahavakya, Tattvamasi, Soham, and Aham Brahmasmi, and Sarvakalpidam Brahma. These are the Mahavakya of the Vedanta Sutra. And then people chant these, Aham Brahmasmi or Soham. They chant these mantras. So many mantras are there in Ved, Puran, Shrutis, and Smritis. But there's one Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and so many yajnas, but there's one Maha Yajna. What is the Maha Yajna? Sankyanam Sankirtan. So he's saying Sankyanam Sankirtan Maha Yajna Mane. I'm doing a great yajna. I've taken a vow. And by chanting, he says that Dikshita, I've been initiated into that. I've been initiated into this Maha Yajna. I've been trained and qualified to perform this Mahayagya Dikshita. Mahayagya Dikshita. Dikshita. I've been trained and qualified, and I've manya. I've accepted my mind, my man. I've accepted my mind to perform this yagya. So I have to chant a certain number of holy names every day. Yavat kirtana samapt nahi nakari anyakam. Kirtan samapta haile hai dikshara vishram. Kirtan samapt haile haya dikshara vishram. Kirtan samapt. So here he's saying kirtan, not japa. As long as my vow to chant is unfulfilled, I have no other desire. I do not desire anything. However, when I finish my chanting, then I have an opportunity to do anything. Huh. That's interesting. I mean, the word for word it says when my chanting finishes, I won't do anything else. I have no other desire to do anything else. But it says when I finish, it's a kirtan samapt. becoming Haya Diksha Vishram. He says, when my chanting is finished, then I'll take rest. That's what it actually says. He says, I've been initiated into this chanting, and when I'm finished, I'll take rest. And Prabhupada translates, I'll have an opportunity to do anything. That's very interesting. Dware vasi shunatumi nam sankirtan nam sammapta haile karimu tava priti acharan. So now Haridas continues to speak to this lady that's come in the middle of the night. You sit down at the door and you listen to the chanting of Nam Sankirtan. As soon as the chanting is finished, I shall satisfy you as you desire. Priti acharan. He says, literally, Prabhupada says in a word for word, Nam samapt haile karimu tava priti acharan. Priti acharan. When I finish my nam, I shall do pleasurable activities with you. Priti acharan, because she's saying she wants union. So this union is Haridas Thakur puts it in the phrase priti acharan. Achar means behavior, and priti means love behavior. Loving exchanges. Eta balikare na tenho nama sankirtan se nari vasikare shri nam shravan. One person is chanting kirtan, one person is doing shravan, shravanam kirtanam. Both become purified. After saying this, Haridas Thakur continued to chant the holy name of the Lord. Thus the woman sitting before him began to hear the chanting of the holy name. Kirtan kariteyasi pratakalakhaila pratakala deki nare utaya chalila. In this way, as Haridas chanted and chanted, the morning approached. And when the woman saw that it was morning, she got up and left. I guess we'll continue there tomorrow because it appears to be. How many minutes left? I think I'm a little fast over here. I have 4:53. What is the actual time?
15 minutes.
Oh, I better adjust that. Okay. So this is in light of what we were saying. We can. This is our idea, which we could be hard to prove, but there is at least that one Shastric reference from Advaita Prakash, which is the only mention of that. Which I guess is where the phrase comes from, that the 103 lakhs of names that Haridas Thakur chanted, it's pretty much become common knowledge in the Gaudiya Sangha, that at least I've heard, and I suppose you have heard also, that Haridas Thakur chanted 64 rounds loudly and silently and whispering. Have you ever heard that? So the only place, because I did some research, and I said, where is the Shastric reference for this? And this is the place, Advaita Prakash, which some is considered to be a bona fide book by most Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And although some Gaudiya Vaishnavas consider some of it is not quite correct, but a lot of it is correct. So there are different views, but let's assume this is the part that's correct. And for many Vaishnavas, especially Advaita Sampradaya, the Advaita Parivar, this is one of their key and primary books because it's the life and teachings of their Acharya, Advaita Acharya. And they fully believe it and accept it. So we respect that. So there this is told. And now my idea is, since if accepting that it says there that he chanted 64 rounds, loudly, softly, etc. And now we're hearing a description of nighttime, Ratri, and he's chanting, and the words that are being used are Kirtan, Nam Sankirtan, Nam Yajna, Kirtan, Kirtan, Nam Sankirtan. There's no word Japa here. So my idea is that in the early morning, when he would be chanting Japa, this is how what I would think I would do if I was chanting 3 lakhs a day. In the early morning, when 3, 4, 5, 6, when it's very peaceful and very quiet, I will be doing manasik japa, silent japa, meditative japa, because the atmosphere is very suitable for that. And then, and it's also sattvic, the atmosphere is becoming very sattvic from 3, 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. It's considered a sattvic time of the day in terms of the time periods of the day. From 3 a.m. to 8 a.m. is, or 6 a.m. 6 hours a day sattvic, and 6 hours in the afternoon, like this. So then, in the middle of the day, from 9 o'clock until the evening time, then I would chant 64 rounds whispering, because the atmosphere is getting a little more disturbed, there's getting a little more noise and distraction, and the day is becoming more passionate, which everyone knows well. So I would chant whispering, Upamshu. Then in the evening time, not 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, like this, when it's called the tamogun time of the day, it's tamasic, it's ignorant, it's lazy, people become lazy, people go to sleep, body wants to sleep. Then to keep my body awake and to counteract all the heavy ignorance and darkness and negative things and beings that come out at night, that the nishacharis, as it says in Ramayana, that it's called night rovers, rovers of the night. The rovers of the night, the pishachas and pretas and bhutas and all these subtle creatures that move at night. Pishacha, bhuta, pretas, like this, all these different categories. The other one, anyway, there's all these different subtle beings. So to counteract all that influence and distraction and ignorance, then I would chant loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, on my beads. This is my idea. So therefore, and that loud chanting I'd be doing, I'd be counting it on my beads, but that would be considered kirtan. It's one of the three ways of chanting. And I'm doing sankhya, so I'm counting. Every time I chant loudly, I count on a bead. And I chant 64 rounds loudly, as Haridas Thakur did, and he did sankhya. So I'm seeing here this description of his Ratri Mahayagya of Nam Sankirtan and Kirtan, and I'm thinking that he's counting it on his beads. It's his 64 rounds. He chanted loudly, and it's considered to be Nam Sankirtan. And I'm basing it on these shlokas here. And the other two forms of chanting will be considered, and they are considered in Hari Bhakti Vilas, to be japa, which is manasik, and upamsha, japa. So just some fine point. So now he's chanting, she's listening. And in the morning she left. We don't know her name, we don't know who she is. We know she's very beautiful and very interested in Haridas. E mata tina dina kare agaman nana bhava dekaya jate brahmara hareman. For 3 days this lady came in a night and approached Haridas in this way, exhibiting various feminine postures that would bewilder even the mind of Lord Brahma. Hareman. Brahma Hareman. Her nana bhava, her postures were so seductive and so inciting and romantic and attractive that the mind of even Lord Brahma, who has four minds, he has four minds because he has four heads, his mind would be stolen. Brahma Hariman, his mind would be stolen if he would see her. Of course, Haridas is known as Brahma Haridas also. But this is Brahma experiencing the undisturbed mind of Haridas. Now how does he respond? Krishne nama vishtamana sada Haridas aranye rodita haila stri bhav prakash. Haridas was always absorbed nam avishta. Nam avishtaman sada. Beautiful phrase. Beautiful phrase, and we pray to Haridas Thakur, please bless me that I become Krishna Nama Vishta. Nama Vishta Man. Let my mind sada, man sada, Krishna Nama Vishta, avesh, griha pravesh. Avesh means to enter into, to become part of, to become absorbed in, to flow into, move into. So my mind, Haridas Thakur, please bless me that my mind deeply enters into Krishna Nam. Krishna Nam Avishtam. Krishna Nam Avishta. Krishna Nam Avishta Mana Sada. Sada Kirtaniya Sada Hari. So therefore, all these feminine poses that the woman exhibited were just like crying in the forest. Aranya Rodita. Rona means to cry, and Aranya means forest, like Dandakaranya sages in Ramchandra's Leela. Aranya Rodita, Rona Rodita. Go in a forest, you go in a deep forest, thousands and thousands of hectares or acres, whatever you call it, when you cry, who will hear you? Because the trees, massive trees and underbrush and foliage will absorb all your sounds. Just like when we go on Harinam Sankirtan, if there's nobody behind the speaker, it's pretty loud if there's only three or four people. But when you're in a crowded street, you can't even hear it 2 feet away because the sound gets absorbed by all the bodies around the speaker, which you can see when we go out. So what to speak of your little voice? No one will hear it. So the effect means zero. If you cry in the forest, this analogy of crying in the forest means it will have no effect. No one will hear, no one will respond, no one will come and ask you why you're crying. So in the same way, this lady's movements were like crying in the forest. They had no effect and no disturbance and didn't even register with Haridas Thakur because his mind was not in his senses. His mind was not focusing on his ears or his eyes. She was making all these poses and speaking all these sweet sayings. But his Krishna Nama Vishta Manak Sadai. His mind was moment to moment deeply absorbed in the sound vibration of the Nam Rup Guna and Leela of Krishna. So even this amazing presence of this effulgent, beautiful, fragrant goddess in the middle of the night, in the full moon night, couldn't move his mind away from the holy name. He was so much into it, as they say. And when we say, I'm into chanting. I'm really into chanting. I'm getting into my chanting. Getting into my chanting means Krishna Nama Vishta. Krishna Avishta means let the name get into us and let us get into the name. This is the union that Haridas was having. Haridas was not seeking union out in this world of anyone in this world, although she was seeking union with him. He was having union with Nam, Radha Krishna Nam. This Avishta means union. If your mind deeply enters into something, that's union. Your mind becomes one with that thing. In the physical conjugal plane, union means that the union of two bodies and the highest end of things, two hearts and two minds. But in this case, she was proposing union of body, this lady of the night, and he was so busy. I don't have time to unify with you because I'm already having union with the holy name. My mind is absorbed, having union with the holy name. My ears are having union. My body, my fingers, all my senses are Krishna Nama Vishta. Man Sadai, mind has five servants. There are five servants. Mind is the king. It has five servants. The sight, the seeing and hearing and smelling and touching and tasting. These are the five servants of the mind. So if the mind is fully gone somewhere, then you've gone somewhere. All your senses have gone where your mind has gone. And all your heart. So his heart, mind, senses, everything were Krishna Nama Vishta Man Sadai. What chance is there for this lady to attract him? None. Useless. Tritiya divasera ratri shesha jave haila takurera stane nari kahita lagila. At the end of the third night, the woman spoke to Haridas Thakur. So that we'll find out tomorrow. Who was that woman and what did the woman say? And it was not the prostitute, because that was earlier in the same chapter, and we told that story before. It's a new story. So who was that woman of the night, that Nari, Ratri Nari, Lady of the Night, Ratri Nari, and what did she say to Haridas? That we will find out tomorrow. Haridas Thakur ki jai, jai jai Shri Radhe. Sham. This is out now. Okay. Very interesting side comment.